Today's shiur in Sefer Menachos, Daf Pei Ches, so we will begin on Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis, at the Mishnah towards the bottom of the Amud. Our Mishnah continues to discuss the halachas of the midos, the different measuring cups that were in the Beis Hamikdash. So in the previous year we had discussed the midos that were there for dry measure, and today's shiur we're going to discuss the ones that were there for liquid measures. Says the Mishnah Shevis Midas Shalachay B'Migdash. There were seven measuring types for liquid in the Beis Hamikdash. And here, again, the Mefarshim point out, it doesn't mean that there were only seven measuring cups in the Beis Hamikdash. Rather, what the Mishnah means is that they only had seven measures. They could have had many of each type, obviously. So again, it says the Mishnah Sheva Midas Shalachay B'Midas Hin V'Chatzia Hin Shlishas Hin Reviyas Hin Loig V'Chatzia Loig Reviyas Loig V'Lazar Reb Tzadok Omer Shantas Hayibahin. Reb Lazar says that they didn't have separate measuring cups, rather they had a measuring cup with different markings on the measuring cup. Ad Kan Lapar. This much they had to use when they brought a bull. Bat Kal Ayel, this is how much they used for a ram. Ad Kan Lekeves, and this is how much they used for a lamb. Interestingly, Tosfos points out that even though, as we learn now, the opinion of Rav Elazar Rav Tzadik is that they did not have separate cups, they'd rather had a measuring cup with markings on it, still tells Tosfos, it's not that they only had one measuring cup and everything was on it. Rather, the measuring cup was only used for the hin measurements. But for the loig measurements, even Rabbi Elazar of Tzadok will agree that they had separate cups. And the reason being, I saw two pshatim. One is because the loig is a very small measurement. And since the loig is a very small measurement, to start measuring that loig, a chatzi loig and a vias loig, it's very hard to use a measuring cup for such small amounts. Another pshat is, since the chatzia loig and the revias loig aren't mentioned explicitly in the Torah, so to show that these measures still have serious place in halacha, they made separate cups for these shiurim to show that they are also considered full-fledged measures that should be required. Rav Shimon Eimer, Rav Shimon says, Lahoy Shim, Hin. Tanakhan said that one of the measures was a hin. There was no hin, because as we're going to learn in the Gemara, the hin was only needed once when they made the Shem and a Mishka, and as the Gemara is going to explain, Rav Shimon holds there was no need to make a hin for that one time. Because, as Rav Shimon says, V'chi ma'ahoy hin v'shamish, what purpose was there for the hin? Says Rav Shimon, therefore, El midi yisera shaloi g'machsos yisham. Instead of the hin, there was a different measurement of a loi g'machsa shba harimoyd l'minchas kain gadol, which was used for the michas chavitin that the kain gadol brings every day. He starts off with three loigim, but as we learned many times, the mincha of the Kohen Gadol, the miches chavitim of Kohen Gadol, was divided. Machtzisa v'boiko, machtzisa bein abayim, half in the morning and half in the afternoon. So they needed to have a loig u'machtza measurement for the loig u'machtza v'boiko to be brought in the morning and a loig u'machtza to be brought bein habayim. Said the Gemara Tanna Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa regarding these very shurim. Shevin midas shalachay b'migdash. There were seven measures. There were seven kalim for measuring liquids in the Beis Hamikdash. Reviyas aloig, v'chatzi aloig, v'loig. Reviyas ahin, v'shlishas ahin, v'chatzi ahin, v'hin, divrei Yehuda. Ramei Omer, hin, v'chatzi ahin, shlishas ahin, reviyas ahin, loig, v'chatzi aloig, reviyas aloig. And what the machloikis between Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda is, we're going to discuss in the Gemara on that Peches Amin Aleph. Says Rav Shimon, as we learned in the Mishnah, Rav Shimon Amar Lo Sham Hin, there was no hin measuring cup. For what need do we have for the head? And therefore, says Rav Shimon, Asmi Avi Tachtav, what was used instead of the hen? Elo, Midi Yisera Shaloi Gemachza Hayisham, that another measuring cup that measured Aloi Gemachza, Shabai Hayimayda L'Chavite Kain Gadol, which was used for the Chavite Kain Gadol, that start off with three loigen of oil, and they divided it, Loigen Gemachza B'Boker, for Loigen Gemachza Ben Abayim, a log and a half in the morning and a log and a half in the afternoon. Amrloy, to which the Rabbanan say to Reb Shimon, that the Rabbanan who don't agree that there was a log umechza measuring cup, Amrloy, chatzi log hoisishon, there was no need for a log umechza measuring cup. For if we need to measure a log and a half for the Chavite Kohen Gadol, Efshel Hashar B'Chatziloig. There was a Chatziloig measuring cup, so just use it three times, and we'll have a log and a half. And there's no need to have a special, separate log umechza measuring cup. Amlehem. So says Reb Shimon to Rabbanan, Afluv Devreichem, according to your line of reasoning, that if we want to have a larger measure, we don't have to have a separate measuring cup, but rather we could just take a smaller measure and use it over and over again. So then, chatzi loig loyasa, there's no reason to make a chatzi loig measuring cup. Revius haisisham, we have a revius. Vefshel shai revius, a chatzi loig, a two revius. Ella, how must we understand? Zeh klal hoy b'migdash, we have a rule in the base of migdash. Kli shem shamash midazu, if a measuring cup was used for one type of situation, ain mishamish midacheres, it's not used for a different situation. And therefore, even though technically you're right, says Rav Shimon to the Chachamim, we can use a half a log measuring cup three times to get to a log and a half, as most Mepharshim explain, it's ain anias for makam hashiris. In the Beis Hamikdash, there was a separate cup needed for every situation. We don't find that the group Chachamim respond to Rav Shimon. So the Mepharshim try to understand the machlokes between Rav Shimon and Chachamim in a number of ways. The approach that Tosfos seems to take is a simple shot. Tosfos is saying, says that all these other measures were used on a constant basis, and therefore there the Chachamim agree with Rav Shimon that it would be inappropriate to have to use the same cup over and over again. And therefore, they agreed that there were separate measuring cups for every size. Whereas, the Chavite Kohen Gadol were only used by the Kohen Gadol once a day. So there, it isn't such a big deal to use three chatziloigs to get to that shear. And therefore, there, the Chachamim held that they did not make a special loy gumechza cup. Others say that by the loy and the chatzi loy, there's a special, that by all these other shiurim, there's a special rule that it all should be made at one time, and therefore achieving the shear by combining it two different or three different cups is inappropriate. There is no such halacha by the loigu mechza that the Kohen Gadol had to bring the Chavite Kohen Gadol, and therefore they could bring it by just combining three chatzi loig measurements. But the Brisk Rav has an entirely different approach how to explain the Gemara, and it actually goes back to an issue that we discussed in our previous year. There's a question when we speak about, in our perek extensively, the halacha of measuring. Is medida for itself considered a mitzvah or not? The opinion of the Chachamim is that medida is a mitzvah. And therefore, since medida is a mitzvah, for every shear that has to have its own cup, that is the proper way of fulfilling the mitzvah. And therefore, Rav Shimon, on the other hand, holds that no, the purpose of medida is not because it's a specific mitzvah. It's just a way how to get the right amount that you need to have to be able to offer the carbon. And that's exactly the dialogue, says the Brisker Rav, between Rav Shimon and the Chachamim. Rav Shimon says to the Chachamim, if you're indeed correct and you hold that medida is a mitzvah, so why don't we have to have a special loig u'mechza cup for the loig u'mechza of oil that came with the minchas chavitin of the Kohen Gadol? To which the Chachamim respond, whereas in all other times when the measuring cups were used, they were indeed used to fulfill medida, to measure the amount of oil or wine or whatever was needed for the specific carbon in question. The purpose of a loig u'mechza cup would only be there to be there to be able to divide the three loigim of oil that the Kohen Gadol is bringing, that we have to divide machtzitz of a boiker or machtzitz of ben abayim. That Seder Chachamim to Reb Shimon is not in the category of medida, but rather falls into the category of chaluka, division, and therefore Seder Chachamim to Reb Shimon. Where we're going to mekayim mitzvahs medida, and we indeed hold that medida as a mitzvah, we have to have a separate cup for every shir. Where the purpose is only to fulfill the obligation of chaluka, which isn't a specific mitzvah, there we could use three chatzi loy cups to get to the shear of a loy gemechtz.
Continue the Gemara. Rav Lazar Tzadok Omer Shanti Sayyid Behin, there was one measuring cup with markings on it. We went at the beginning of our Gemara a machloikis, and ostensibly a machloikis to remain Rav Yehuda, that mentioned all seven types of measuring cups. And if one were to look carefully at those two opinions, he would see that there's really no difference between them other than the order that they are mentioned in. Where Rameyer goes from the Rav Yehuda goes from the smaller shear, Revius Chatziloi to the highest shear, Rabbi Huda goes from the lower to the higher, and Ramei goes from the higher to the lower. But that isn't really a significant nafkamina. And therefore the Gemara is going to begin to now analyze what is the machlokes between Ramei and Rabbi Huda. But before we begin the Gemara, we need to introduce a concept. The concept being Berutzei Midos. Berutzei Midos mean that when one fills up a cup, there's an overflow to the cup. And the question that our Gemara will now discuss is a Berutzei Midos Neskatshu, if that overflow of the cup is also considered Kaddish. If somebody fills a cup up, is the overflow Kaddish? Certainly point out the Mefarshim that if we say and we discuss the overflow, there are two parts that can be considered overflow. One is when you fill up a cup and it goes above the rim, and there's another overflow which overflows to the side. And there's a question amongst the Mefarshim, what is considered in the category of Berutzei Midos that we are now about to discuss. Some say it makes no difference what's on top and what's on the side. Others say that it's only what's on top. But clearly what's on the side is not considered in the category of Berutzim. It really is connected to a different issue that we're going to discuss later in our perek, that we know that these measuring cups were klisharis, at least according to most Tanon, and the discussion we will have later in our perek is what part of this keli was neskadish. If we say that the sides were neskadish, not just the interior, but the exterior was also neskadish, so now we could say berutzim include what overflows to the side of the cup. If we ever only say that the interior was Neskadish, then Berutzim would only be able to include what's inside. Furthermore, Rashi makes a very important point in helping us understand the Gemara that we're about to learn. And that is that when you pour from a small cup into a large cup, you're likely to be able to get all of the contents that were in the small cup into the large cup. Whereas, when you pour from a big cup into a small cup, it's much harder to get everything you want to have in the big cup into the small cup. So now says the Gemara, as we mentioned, the only difference we see in the opinion of Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda is the order in which the cups were listed. Says Rabbi Yochanan, Berutzim midas ikbenayu. Machlokes is, if these Berutzim, if this overflow is included in what, in the shear, when the Torah speaks about a shear. According to Manda Amma, then list them. Rabbi Yehuda, who listed the Kalim, Mimatel Mala, from smaller to bigger, he is of the opinion, the extra is also Niskadish. And therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, the shear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Moshe Rabbeinu, Revius Yav Rachman al Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu about the smaller shear Moshe Rabbeinu, what he told him was, the way to come to the higher shiurim is by combining a revius. So again, like we said before, a chatziloik will be two reviusim. Now, if you're going to start with two reviusim, you're going to have two cups with a revius, you're likely to have in each cup a drop more than a revius, because you're never exact. And moreover, when you're going to pour those two small cups into the larger big cup, you're going to end up getting everything into the larger cup, including the extra amount that was in the smaller cup. So it turns out that the shiurim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the Torah gave us, are really a little more than just what the Torah says, because the berutzim are included. Whereas, continues the Gemara, Lamandam and Malamata, Ramei, who listed the shiurim going from larger to smaller, is of the opinion, Ksava Berutze Midas, Loi Miskatshu. They're not included. Behin Yavle Rachman al Mashir. Mashir Rabbeinu was told of the larger shear. Vamle, Behod Konafki Berutze. I want this amount without any Berutze. Because, as we said, Hashem was telling Mashir Rabbeinu, start with this amount, and then divide it down, and when you don't have any Berutze. And moreover, as we said, when you're pouring from the larger cup to the smaller cup, you're anyway not going to likely get all of it into the smaller cup, because we don't want the berutzim. That is the way Rabbi Yochanan explains the machlokes of Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda. Abaye Amar, Abaye however says, the kula alma berutzim midas iklamem niskatshu, viklamem lo niskatshu. Abaye says that the machlokes of Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda is not necessarily connected to the question of Berutzim Midas. Rather, their debate is over the word Meleim. We know that the Torah, when it speaks about the Kabbonis that the Seim brought, the Pasuk says, Shnei Meleim K'tayris, V'ach Meleim K'mefki. The Machlaika says, how to define the word Meleim. Mand Amar Malamata, the Mand Amar that goes from the larger shear to the smaller shear, Savar, Meleim, Shloyachs V'Shloyachs. The Torah is very exact. We want exactly that shear, no more and no less. The mandam that says we go from the lowest shear to the highest shear. Malayim, indeed it shouldn't have less. Shloyechser, you shouldn't have less than what the Torah demands. Avyoyser, if you have more, Malayim Kunabay, it's still in the category of Malayim. And as Tysus points out, that if you go from Malalamata, that the Torah is teaching us that the amount is as is required, not to add any more. If, on the other hand, if you go mimata malamala, the Torah is telling us you can add, because even though you may not have less than the required shear, you may have more than the required shear. Of course, the difficulty with this pshat, as the Rajba points out, is that doesn't this, the Gemara is saying that this debate of Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda has nothing to do with Berutzim Midas, but it seems it has all to do with the Berutzim Midas. Because the first opinion holds, Shloyechser v'Shloyechser, you shouldn't have extra. It seems to mean that you're not allowed to have Berutzim Midas, that the Berutzim Midas are not included. On the other hand, the Manda Amar that holds that La Yechser Ava Yoyser seems to hold that the Berutzei Midas may be included in the Shiurim. So why does Abaye preface his remarks by saying that according to this interpretation, it has nothing to do with the Machlokes about Berutzei Midas? And the way we've explained it doesn't have all to do with Berutzei Midas. So the Rashi, because it explains that what Abaye perhaps means to say is that it could well be, as he began, that everybody holds that the Berutzim are not included. So if that's the case, certainly the Man Domin says Lo Yechser V'Lo Yoyser is understandable. And even the Man Domin that says Lo Yechser Av Yoyser will hold that you're allowed to add, and but you're not supposed to add. You're not supposed to add because the Berutzim will line the Skatshu. But if you add it, it doesn't destroy what you're supposed to accomplish by having the Shear. And on the other hand, according to Bayi that said everybody holds Berutzei Midas Neskatshu, will hold as follows. The Man Domin that holds Lo Yechser Av Yoyser is very understandable, because he holds Berutzei Midas Neskatshu, and therefore if you add it, it's fine. Even the Man Domin that holds that Lo Yechser Av Yoyser you're not supposed to add, will hold as follows. There is a din, the Torah is telling us a rule, that Lo Yoyser you're not supposed to add. But if you did add, and indeed you violated the rule of Lo Yoyser that you're not supposed to add, that doesn't change that what is added will have Kedusha. And that's how the Rashi understands Abaye's introductory remarks that this way he interprets the Machlokes or Meir Rabbi Yehuda is not necessarily in any way connected to the question if Berutzei Midas Neskatshu or Lo Neskatshu. Amamar, so we learned in the Mishnah, Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon holds that Lo Hayashim. There was no hin there, because there was no need for hin in the Beis HaMikdash. And in fact, says the Gemara, Shapa Kamala Rav Shimon Rabbanan. Isn't Rav Shimon making a very valid point to the Rabbanan? Rabbanan, answer the Rabbanan, Hin Hu Da'avad Moshe L'Mishavan HaMishka. Moshe Rabbeinu made a hin to put into the Shemen HaMishka, the Ksiv, the Shemen Zayas Hin. The Shemen HaMishka was put into a keli that was the size of a hin. Mar Sava, Rav Shimon is of the opinion, Kim de Ladar, the Slav of Tzarev, there was no need of future generations for the hin, because as we know, the Shemen HaMishka, there was a nace with the Shemen HaMishka that it never got depleted, so there was never a need to use it again. Lefi Shahu de Avde, it was used then, Vignes, and it was put away afterwards. Interesting that the Migdash Tavit points out that even though Rav Shimon is of the opinion that the hin wasn't considered a Kli Sharis, yet there's still a halacha of Ignis, that after it's no longer used, it should be put away, may not just be discarded. Idach, Ramei Rav Yehuda are of the opinion, Kivin the Hava Hava, since it was needed at one point, even though it won't be used again, it's still included in one of the seven Kli Mida. Amamar, so Rav Shimon, that doesn't have the hin measurement, asks Vesmi Avi Tachtov, so what should be used instead? Ask the Gemara, Vesagi the Kamayim, who says there has to be something replaced? Answers the Gemara, Kedam Ravina, Gemiri, there is a Kabbalah, the Shtei Tzmichas B'Tzivar. Usually, only a carbon yachid requires smicha. There are only two exceptions to the rule that a carbon tzibur requires smicha. The parhelm dovish al tzibur and the sar lazazel on Yom Kippur. That's a special halach l'mash m'sinai. And Hachanami Gemiri, that they had a halach l'mash m'sinai, the sheva midash l'achai b'migdash. There were seven measuring cups in the Beis HaMikdash. So, if Rav Shimon is removing one of the lists that's mentioned in our Mishnah, and we have this Halakha L'Moshe M'Sinai, that there must be seven, he has to replace it with something else. Continues the Gemara, Rav Elazar Tzadok Omer, Shantasai V'Hin, as we explained in the Mishnah, Rav Elazar Tzadok said there weren't necessarily seven cups, there were measuring cups with markings on it. Ask the Gemara, didn't we just learn that there were seven measuring cups, Halakha L'Moshe M'Sinai? So ask the Gemara of Elizabeth Tzedek Velesle Sheva Midas, does he not agree that there were the Sheva Midas? Answers the Gemara, either Lesley, he doesn't hold of this Halach L'Mosh Mesinai, or Vibay Yisema, my Sheva Midas. When we speak about Halach L'Mosh Mesinai, Sheva Midas, it doesn't mean seven separate cups, it means Sheva Medidas. There were seven measures, but they don't have to be divided into seven separate cups. Continues the Mishnah, Revius Mahais Meshameshes. What was the Revius used for in the Beis HaMikdash? Says the Gemara, Revius Mahim Mitzayra, when the Mitzayra goes through his purification process, he has to bring a bird, two birds, and one bird he has to shecht over spring water. And the Gemara is teaching, the Mishnah is teaching us how much spring water, a revius of spring water, or an revius shemen lenazir. When the Nazir finishes his Naziris, he has to bring along a quarter log of oil that had come along with the loaves that he brings. Again, it's a revius. Chatzi log mayim mishamish. What was the purpose of the, where was the chatzi log used? Says the Mishnah, Chatzi loig mayim l'saita, that the saita, the entire procedure was done with a chatzi loig of water. The chatzi loig shem l'taida, they brought a chatzi loig. As we learned earlier, there were 30 of the 40 chalas that come along with the carbon taida were matzah, were not chametz, and they were smeared with oil. We'll discuss in the Gemara exactly how much was used for what. So for that you use the chatzi loig shemen. A loig was used for all karban mincha. You need to bring a loig of oil. A filler mencha shel shishim isarin. The Tanakhama's opinion is that a mincha of 60 isarin nois like shishim loig. So each isarin of flour requires a separate loig of oil. Rav Lazar Yaakov Omer, I feel a mincha shishim isarin, even if you have a mincha 60 isarin, anyway ela loiga. There's only one loig. Shnema lemincha v'loig shemen. For the entire mincha, you only use one loig of shemen. So Mefarshim point out that why does our Mishnah use the number 60 as the example of the big mincha? Because we learned many times that by kar mincha da lochi is kol haroi labila. Wherever mixing is possible, it doesn't have to be mixed. Because ain roi labila, the word mixing is impossible, bila makevis pa, then it's an issue. And therefore the halacha is that a carbon mincha that's larger than 60 loig cannot be properly mixed, and you can't have a carbon mincha that's bigger than 60 loig. That's the way we've always explained. But I saw a very interesting pshat. It could well be that according to the opinion of the Chacham of our Mishnah, that for every isarin of flour, a separate loig of oil was brought, there would be no shear that says that the loig cannot be, that the mincha cannot be bigger than 60 loig. It could well be that the mincha could even be bigger than 60 loig. At 60 isarin, just the halacha will be, as they stated clearly in our Mishnah, that for every isarin of flour, a separate loig of oil must be brought. However, Rebbe Elazar, who just taught us in the Mishnah, that Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, who just taught us in the Mishnah, that you could have, it doesn't make a difference how many isarin of flour, you only need to have one loig of oil. He is going to be, only he will be the man d'omer that holds that kol haroi labila, bila makeves ba, the kol she'eroi labila, er makeves ba. Why? Because according to him, if you're going to have a karin mincha that's larger than 60 yisarn of flour, and you're still only going to have one loig of oil, even he will agree that that's too little oil for so much flour. And therefore, some of Farshim suggest, only Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, because of the opinion that he states in our Mishnah, that you never have more than a loig of oil in a Karim Mincha, is the man d'amar that holds you can't have a Karim Mincha that has in it more than 60 isarin of flour. But the Tanakama may hold, you can even hold, have a Kav Mincha, but it's even larger. Shishal Par, a vessel of six loigen, which is a half a hin, was used for the Par, because as we know, we spoke in the previous year, the larger the animal, the bigger the Michas Nesachim. Of the Arba La'ayel, a vessel of four loigen was used for the Mincha that comes with an ayel, the Shlosh L'Kavis. Shlosh Shemechza, three and a half loig were used for the menorah, because Chatzi loig v'chaner v'ner, the amount of oil that was used for each candle was a Chatzi loig. Says the Gemara, Yosef Reb Yukakashalei. Revius Lamanim Shekha. Our Mishnah began by speaking about a Revius. So he asked the Gemara, what do they need to have, for what purpose did they make a Kli Shoris the size of a Revius? Imitzaira, if it was needed for Mitzaira, asked the Gemara, Chutzu, the procedure of the Mitzaira was done outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So certainly there's no need to use a Kli Shoris for an Avoida that's done outside the Beis HaMikdash. The Nazir, if we're going to say that was needed for the Nazir, Lechem Nazir, B'shechitas Ayahu D'Kaddish. As we explained in our Mishnah, the purpose of the Revius by the Nazir was that was what was smeared on the loaves that the Nazir brought along with his Kabbalahs when he completed his Naziris. But as the Mishnah teaches us, the Lechem of the Nazir only becomes Kaddish at the point when it becomes of the when his carbon is geshachted. So if so, we don't need to make it kaddish at that point. Answers the Gemara, Amalei Reb Chia, Shabbat Hayamayda L'Chavita Kain Gadol. It was what was needed for the Chavita Kain Gadol. They brought a Revius Shemen, L'Kalchala V'Chala, because they used a Revius of oil for each Chala. Because as we discussed, they brought along 12 loaves with the Michas Chavit. The Michas Chavit of the Kohen Gadol was made up of 12 loaves. So we have a loig and a half, as we discussed earlier in our shiur, for each group of six. That means each one was a revius. Karolei, so he called Rebbe when he heard Reb Chiya say this Eretz, Me'eretz Merfetz Isha Tzosi. Reb Chiya, who came from Bavel Tetz Yisrael, is a very was able to answer this question. And the Farshim point out that Reb Chiya was actually a Talmud of Rebbe, but when Rebbe heard his Talmud, Reb Chiya, say good pshat, he had no problem in complimenting him, even though he's the Talmud. Reb Chiya was the Talmud and Rebbe was the Rebbe. The Tzvas Emes asks, so it turns out that the real purpose of the Revius measuring cup was for Chavite Kohen Gadol. But that's not what our Mishnah said. Our Mishnah said that when we have the Revius, the purpose of the Revius was for the Nazir and the Mitzaira. And our Gemara just finished proving it wasn't for the Nazir and Mitzaira, it was actually there for the Chavite Kohen Gadol. So our Mishnah is missing, so to speak, the point. So the Tzvas Emes answers that if there was a purpose in the Revius serving as a measure by the Nazir and by the Mitzaira, just because the Chavite Kohen Gadol, they wouldn't have made a separate case. Because the Chavite Kohen Gadol, since it has to come from the Kohen Gadol, they would have said that he should use his own measuring cup. Only because there is a need to have the Chavite Kohen Gadol, and there we need to have a Keli Shoris, so, and we also have the Nazir Mitzaira needs, a combination of all of those needs makes us have a Revius cup. But the Chavite Kohen Gadol alone points out the Tzvas Emes, they would not have made it, they would have not made that shear. Continues the Gemara, Chatzi Loig, we learned in the Mishnah Ma'ahar and Mishamish, what was the purpose of the Chatzi Loig? Yosef, so the Gemara said, they needed a Chatzi Loig of water when they went through the procedure with the Soita. Said the Gemara, Yosef Rebbe Kakashiloi. Chatziloi, Lama Nimshcha, Why do they have to have a chatzilog vessel? Isoita, says the Mavichichu, and who did Tzvich L'Kedushe? Is what water was used for the soita? The water of the kir, Mayim Kedoshim Ksivi. So those water are already Kadosh. And if they're already Kadosh, there is no need to be Mekadosh them by putting them into a Kli Sharis. There is a different Gersa. The other Gersa is that the procedure of putting the water of the soita into the cup was done B'chutz. And in fact, the Migdash David explains that the machloikis between these gersos is, would the water that was used in the kir become pasul by being taken out of the azar? Itayda, if on the other hand, that we need a chatzi loig of oil for the 30 matzah loaves of the toida, as we learned earlier in our masechta, lachme toida, the shchitas toidu the kachi. The lachmei toida become kadosh by the shchita of the carbon, not with the oil being put into kli sharis. Answers the Gemara. Amalei Shimba Rebbe. The reason they needed a chatzi like cup was shabai haya mechalik chatzi like shem l'chol never ner. It was needed to put oil the size of the cups that were put on the menorah were the size of a chatziloi, and it was needed for that purpose. Amaloi, when he heard Rav Shimon say this teretz, Nei Yisrael, you're the light of Kla Yisrael, kachoyo, that indeed was the purpose. And in fact, the Mefarshim say that we find that Rebbe called Rav Shimon Nei Yisrael, because here, and in the Gemara Masechta Erechin, where Reb Shimon was the one that was able to figure out when the moiled was. So again, all of his piske halacha refer to something that refers to light, the menorah, the moiled, and that's why he got the title of Nei Yisrael. Davni Nezer, quoting the Chiddush Harim, says that from here we see that every set candle of the menorah is considered a separate mitzvah. Because since Al Gemara is teaching us that they had a chatziloi designated for each ner separately, it's a raya that each ner is considered a separate mitzvah. He goes on to say that even if we're going to say that the shiva neros ma'akven zuazu, that you only fulfill the mitzvah if you have all seven candles burning, that doesn't change the fact that every ner is considered a separate mitzvah. So goes on the Gemara to speak about the ner of the menorah. Amar Yochanan, Amar Rebbe, ner shekafsa. If a candle gets extinguished, nedashin hashemen, nedashin hapsila. You have to take out the oil and you have to take out the wick. Tetz oisa, metiva. You clear it up, v'nois b'shemen, and put in new oil, u'madlika, and you light it again. The halacha is that if the candle or the wick get dirty, they have to be cleaned out. So firstly, there's a very big machlokes rishonim. When exactly is the Mishnah, when is this happening that the halacha is that you have to do so? According to Rashi, if it happens during the night, when the candles are supposed to be on all night, they get dirty or extinguished, you have to clear it out and light it again. The Rambam, on the other hand, is of the opinion that it doesn't make a difference by day or by night. Because the Rambam's opinion is that you have to have the candles burning both by day and by night. And therefore, according to the Rambam, it makes no difference if it happens by day or by night. The Rashba says that if the menorah goes out in the middle of the night, it only has to be relit. And there is no need to replace the old oil and wick, because that obligation is only in the morning, as the Torah says, "Baboika baboika betiva esaneris." So the Rashba therefore says that our Gemara is referring to situation that it comes in the morning, and they find that the candle is extinguished. And the Rashba goes on to say that it's only referring to the Ner Maravi, because according to the Rashba, only the Ner Maravi had to be on all the day. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan refers to, according to the Rajba, when he says that if it got extinguished, you have to clean it out and relight it, and clean it out and relight it. A very interesting question that the Mefarsh, that the Sfasemis points out. We know that the famous question of Rabbi Yosef, that why is Hanukkah 8 days? There was no Nes the first day. The first day, they had enough oil. The Nes began the second day and on. And of course, the Beis Yosef and many other Mefarshim offer many terutzim to this question. But one of the answers that the Beis Yosef indeed says is that they lit, that the first night they poured the entire amount of oil that they had into the candlestick. And the Nes was that oil remained lighted, that oil remained for the entire Hanukkah. But as the Sfasemis, the based on our Gemara, isn't the halacha that you have to clean it out every day? So according to our Gemara, how could they have continued using the same oil for all 8 days? So I saw two answers how to defend the Beis Yosef. One answer is that only if the candle goes out. The Nes Chanukah was that the same oil remained lit for all 8 days and 8 nights. The problem with that explanation is that there's a separate mitzvah to light the menorah every day. And if the same oil remained lit for all 8 days and 8 nights, they weren't mekayim the mitzvah separately each day. And therefore, another approach I saw to how to defend the Beis Yosef answer is that only if the oil gets dirty, that it falls into the category, as our Gemara uses the words deshed, that it's ash, then is there a halacha that it has to be removed and cleaned out. But if it doesn't fall into the category of deshed, then it could continue to be used. So ask the Gemara now. Yosef Rav Zekir Kaviboyle. Shunois Mashemet. Again, we're going to learn the Gemara like Rashi, that if the candle goes out in the middle of the night, they have to replace the oil. How much oil do they now put in? Kamida Rishayna, the amount of oil that you begin with, the Chatziloi, Kama Shechasra, only what the amount of oil that's still missing. The amount that was used, fine, we don't have to replace. Amr Yirya, Shita the Kamida Rishayna, it must be the amount that they started with. Dikama Shechasra, it was going to explain that they only put in as much as was missing. How do they know how much oil was used up? And if you said yes, the Mishalei, they'll pour out, they'll see how much oil was left. They know, as we said before, that they started with a Chatziloi, and we'll see how much was left, and that will be the amount that has to be poured in now. If that's the case, in Cain, when we learned in our Mishnah that there were Sheva Midas, because there's a Chatziloi for each candle, really, not just like Midas Tuva, you could have many more, depending on how, at what point the candle gets extinguished by night. It must be that they always put back the whole Chatziloi, and therefore there's no need for more Shurim. Karalei, Vadarcha, Tzlach, Ruchav, Ava, Emes, Ava, Tzedek. Your words were Emes, and as Mefarsh explained, why were you Zoycha to say words that were Emes? Because Ava, Tzedek, you are a humble individual. It Manami, Amr Avu, Amr Rab Yochanan, Vamile, Amr Abba, Amr Chanina, Amr Rebbe, Ner Shekovsa, Nidashna Hamizbeach, Nidashna Hashem, Nidashna Psila. If the oil becomes full of ash, it should be removed. Kates Oitsa, Mativa, it should be cleared out. Vanoitsa Bashem and Kamida Rishina, put in oil as much as you had originally, Madlika, and relight it. It's very interesting, the Mefarshim point out that the Torah is much stricter about the hatovas haneiris, the cleaning of the neiris, versus the lighting of the menorah. The Torah, when it speaks, say the Mefarshim, about the hatovas haneiris, is very specific that only a kohen may do it, and if a zar does it, he's chayiv misa. We don't find such strong words regarding the lighting, which is a little difficult to understand, because isn't the main mitzvah the lighting of the menorah, not the cleaning of the menorah? So I saw the Mefarshim explain that the cleaning of the menorah refers to the avoid of the Kohen Gadol who clears out the neshamas of Klal Yisrael. And to clean out, to be metahar and mekadosh people is a very difficult avodah. Only great individuals like the kahanim may approach this avodah. Whereas the lighting the menorah, the say toiv, is much easier than the sumira, and therefore the Torah is not as strict about it. The candles in the base of Mikdash of the menorah were flexible. Ksover, kiksiv, that when the Torah says kikur, a mixture, when the Torah says that the menorah has to be made out of one piece of gold, a menorah v'nerseksiv, it refers to the menorah and all its lamps. Now, as we just learned, the hatava, the cleaning of the menorah, is such a crucial avoider. Kiv de mebaya hatava, ilav the parakim, if you can't move the candlesticks, you can't move the lamps, there's no way to properly clear it out. It must be that they were flexible. Meisvei, ask the Gemara, it says in the Braisa, Kate said, Oysa, what do you do when you clean out the lamps? Mesalkin umenichin ma'oil. They should be put into the oil ma'oil. Again, here we see how important the Hatovas Neris was, that it was done strictly in the oil ma'oil. On the kanchon, the slogan, they were cleaned with a sponge. The knife men, shemen, and medlikin. And then oil is put into them, and they're lit. So we see that they're removable. Answers the Gemara. Who? The Amikai Tana. This is following this opinion, the Tanya. But our opinion follows the opinion that the Neris were not removable from the lamp, from the menorah. Michlal, the boiler Zuza Matzim Ezele, doesn't mean that they could be moved. We're saying now that that's removable. Aleima, Lahais is also Mekhoma, they never were moved from the place, but they were flexible. Omachachachamim, who are the Chachamim that hold that they were removable, Rebelozahi. The Tanya Rebelozah of Tzadok Omer, Kimintasov Hoyal Gaba, there was something like a cover on top of each lamp. Shemetiva Dorchit Klapi Pia, when he would clean out the lamp, he would push the plate towards the front. It was wide in the back and narrow in the front. Shemetiva Bashem Dorchit Klapi Rosha, and when he put oil, he would move the plate towards the front to have room to pour in the back. But the lamp was not movable. In other words, this question, if the lamp was movable, is machloikis habraisis. Or with a hook to tenoi, which is reflected in this machloikis, the tanya, menorah v'neris sa bos min hakikra. The menorah and the lamps come from one kikra of gold. However, ein machlechel machdesel, the tongs and the scoops didn't come from that kikra. Menachem yomer, menorah is bos min hakikra, just the menorah itself. So this question, if the candles, if the lamps are movable or are they just flexible, is dependent on this machlokes. Says the Gemara, the Maikum of Ki, what is the basis of the machlokes? Says the Gemara, the Haikra, the Tanya, Kika Zov Tar Yas Oisoi, Lamadin Lamanar Shabam Kika. The menorah was made out of a kikar of gold. Menayin Larabis Ner Seha, that the lamps were also made out of a kikar. Hamalim as kol hakelim al elu, yochel sheni marba af malchachem achaser, that the lamps, that the tongs and scoops also came from that kikar. Hamalim oisa, the Reb Nechemya. Ask the Gemara, kashid Reb Nechemya Nechemya, but isn't there a stira? Before Reb Nechemya said that the lamps did not come from the kikar. Here he says that they did come from the kikar. Answers the Gemara, trei tenoi. The leader of Nechemya, does Machlok Tanoim, what was Rabbi Nechemya's opinion? Rishu and Karchaimer, Menorah bomb in a kikar, the menorah itself came from the kikar, however, Ve'ein Machlachem, Machlasev, and Erisah, boss in a kikar. Elamanim Kain is called Kalim Ma'elu. What does the term mean when it says called Kalim Ma'elu? Shiyot Kalim Shazov, that they should be made out of gold. Ask the Mar, we don't need a special pasuk for that. Zav Ehedik Sabah, the Torah clearly says that they should be made out of gold. Because the pasuk says, "Vasisas nerusel shiva, velas nerusel vehaver vehayir al aver panel machachem machdesel zav tar." So we already know that has to be zav. Answered the Gemara, and it's el lefineres. It's talking about the top of the candle of the lamps. Sakadat the chamina, hoil upnei nerus eshluri mashka. Because we're always lighting wicks there, they're going to get black. And at Torah Chasam Manash Yisrael, because as the Sfasem says, when they get black, they must be replaced, and therefore Vilad Zov Kaldahu, they don't have to use Zof Tor Kamashmalan, that even that pot that's going to be get ruined and needs to be replaced, and we have always a rule of a Torah Chasam Manashe Yisrael, still should be made out of Zohov Tahar, because Ein Anias V'Makom Ashiris. Al Gemara says, and Gemara keeps on saying, that the menorah had to come from a kikar. So the Siddush Sfarim explained, menorah comes from kikar. Menorah, we know, represents Torah or Torah. Kikar means bread, means panasa. The menorah comes from the kikar. The kikar, once panasa, is connected to menorah, to his learning. The person who makes the menorah, the person who learns Torah, is zaycha to kikar, is zaycha to panasa b'shefer rav.